What's up, Cash Day Nation? Another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast here starts right now. Eddie Gritta III here for another edition of this podcast coming to you on this Tuesday. Let me see here. Oh, I'm going to get that out of there. June 23rd, 2026. Your very first time on this show. Thank you so much for tuning in to get this episode on the podcast here. I'm a little late to the game. We kind of missed it because we've been kind of sporadic with coverage. But yeah, there was a Cat Casey Cat Backers event happened last night, actually. I'll get back to that on a solo episode. But for right now, we're going to still talk postseason awards. And more importantly, right now, there's still nominations, not the word I'm looking for. Recognition in the classroom for Kansas State across the board. So we got that going on, and we're going to pick up with women's rowing. Yes. Okay, for those of you who are new to this podcast, we're all things Kansas sports, a Pearl Project podcast, all things Kansas State athletics, where that is women's rowing here in just a moment. Tennis, we got football here coming up very soon, September 5th, Nichols, the season opener and the opener of the Colin Klein era. For Kansas State football, we get obviously there was something came out recently about the Kansas State women's basketball team having internationals representing their countries. Obviously, we've got the World Cup going on and so much more. So there's that for y'all as well. So that's just a little bit of summarize here on the show as I'm corner here. It feels like it's still late afternoon. We got overcast skies. I'm still recording this podcast there as well. So again, I'm going to take this time, while I'm on this island here, to tell y'all, we're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever it is, to your favorite Kansas State podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State athletics, women's rowing. CSC, again, the CSC Academic All District is at it again, this time on the women's rowing side, I believe I... that's another story off it. But anyways, Grace Hall, Lori Harris, Leah Roan, and Izzy Ross were named. This was actually back last week, I should say. So we're going back a little bit here, obviously, but we got to recognize these four young ladies again. Izzy Ross, Leah Roan, Lori Harris, and Grace Hall were named onto the CSC Academic All District Women's At Large team. This was announced back last week, June 16th, these, all four of them, first accolades under Kennedy Felice, who took over her first year as the K-State women's head coach there. Now, 11 Wildcats have earned the honor in the last 4 years. Now you add these four into the mix there, and we're going to start right there with Grace Hall, one of six seniors this year. So only six seniors coming off this 2026 women's rowing team. Again, keep going, hammering this word, youth movement. It's definitely there. But for right now, Grace Hall, one of six seniors on his team. Perfect GPA 4.0 for those of you that come in out of the loop there. She majored in kinesiology there from Florida. Flower Mount, Texas there. She was in all six races this year. Of course, with the first varsity eight boat there, and finished up this year with the first varsity four there as well. Lori Harris, Spring Hill, Kansas also. So we got a theme going on here. It's like I said, we're recognizing these young ladies and men getting things done in the classroom. Lori Harris. Let's follow that up with another perfect GPA, 4.0 GPA, and she was team captain as well, the first varsity eight and second varsity eight boats there. She also competed in all six events this year for Kenny Felice in the K-State women's rowing team. This is the Pearl Watcher Podcast, all things K-State Lex here on this too. This is going to go up here in a little while, so it's kind of been a rushed evening a little bit. Eddie Greer III here for another day of this podcast. Yes, and we're usually, yes, I'm forgetting the most important part. We're a daily podcast, usually. So I'm keeping it safe there, but we've been getting back in the flow, posting content there as well. We're closing on the end of June, And sure enough, it's going to get closer to the point where things will get ratcheted up for fall sports. That includes women's soccer, women's volleyball, and not just football, obviously. Football is going to be a headliner, obviously, with the return home of Colin Klein, now the head coach's football team. You got Casey Alexander on the men's basketball side as well. He's also new to K-State as well. So, again, this is a lot of speculation. And plus, you got to be excited about what could happen in the football season. Again, there's just going to be a lot of talk to come here on this show there as well. But switching it back to the CSC All-Academic At-Large team. How about that? That's new to the athletic academic resume for Kansas State there. So you have two ladies there, Harris Hall, perfect 4.0 GPAs, Leah Roan, also from Texas, Melissa, Texas, studied in dietetics with, here we go, baby. Can we get a clean sweep? 4.0 GPA. She just finished up her junior season as a coxswain, and she also participated in all six races this year. She was mostly part of the 2 varsity 8 boat there. And of course, that Big 12 championship, her boat finished 6th there as well. And finally, last but not least, to the anchor, Izzy Ross. Also, hey, there it is, baby. There it is. Clean sweep. Everybody's getting a 4.0. Everybody's celebrating with a 4.0. Should I go on a rant? No, it's not about, it's about these ladies being placed in the at-large team. If they have a perfect GPA, they should be second team at least. Come on, baby. What are we doing here? All 4 of these ladies, I'm looking at this perfect GPA, and obviously, I can't get that, but obviously, that takes a lot of hard work. We've heard it or heard this song before. You're going to hear it again. It's a full-time job. I say it all the time there. With a student-athlete, got to get work done in the classroom. Not on the field or in the water or whatever the sport is we're dealing with. But in the classroom, most importantly, these 4 ladies, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Not that it's 4.0, but these ladies are putting the at-large team. I know it's an academic team, but still, this should be at least, if you get a 4.0, that should be at least, I'm sitting here saying this here tonight on this podcast, saying, I don't know who's on the first, second team, but K-State got screwed on this. But hey, this is huge, but at the same time, like, why are these ladies at large? I don't understand. And with all of them getting a 4.0 GPA this past semester. don't give me Izzy. I better get back on track here before we go Ray off the rails. Izzy Ross is also, wait, hold on. Izzy Ross, also a junior. So you're going to have Leah Roan and Izzy Ross back again. I know I'm jumping away. I should know better. But in a perfect world without no treasure portal, they will be back. And I probably would assume this is not your football, men's basketball, anything like that, where it's highly competitive. And I'm not saying Women's Row is also competitive, but again, it's kind of the quietly, you know, one of those sports again where it takes a team to do all that. But again, I'm just pointing it out there that hey, who knows? And I'm not in the weight room. I'm not on the waters out there trying to get inside scoop. What's going on? I'm just saying, you know, hey, in a perfect world without no NIL back in my heyday, these ladies would be back now. So we'll see. But I would probably say, give it a guess, I'll probably say a good chance they'll be back in 2027. My goodness. This as well. She was on the Izzy Ross. She was on the first varsity 8 boat and then got moved to the first varsity 4 boat later on in the season there. Let me see here. I want to see. Yeah, she switched boats here. She also competed with the squad in the Big 12 championship with her boat. Actually, the first varsity 8 that she was part of. 3 run-up finishes in 2026. And also, that boat beat Creighton early on in the season as well. And Izzy Ross, this is not her first rodeo on the CSC Academic team of some sort, whether that's first team, second team, or at large. she, 2024-25, Ross is also named. This is her third award. How about that? So, a third award in her collegiate career off the waters, getting an academic achievement award. That's awesome right there. That's a, see, that's an achievement in itself right there. She's going to be going for the clean sweep in that next season. And I was going to say something else. Now I lost train of thought about that as well. In the team, the women's rowing team, if you've been, wasn't paying any attention or was kind of, you know, getting ready for the football season, the Big 12 Championships for Casey Woods Rowing, they finished sixth this past year in that there as well. So, again, under Kenny Felice, completed this semester her first year as head coach of the Casey Woods Rowing team there as well. So, yeah, there's that. So, these ladies, all of them have perfect GPAs. On a side note, I don't know why these ladies are on the at-large team. Just saying. I'm just putting it out there. you know what I mean? So, it's hard enough, whether you're a football player, women's basketball player, you get what I'm saying, that you can achieve while trying to stay in shape, try to stay healthy in whatever sport you're doing. That's hard enough as it is. Maybe it's stiff competition. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I'm just a guy that loves K-State doing the podcast. I went to K-State doing the podcast. There. So, these ladies, again, deserve a round of applause. Izzy Ross, another academic award in her K-State career in the classroom. Leah Roan, both of these ladies are juniors and finishing up their collegiate time at K-State. Hold up a minute. Okay. My bad. Did I say Laurie Harris is a senior? If I did, I apologize about that. So you got three juniors in here. Harris, Roan, and Ross. And then you have your graduate there in Grace Hall there as well. So, yes, again, only six seniors coming off this team. They're going to be more to deal with next year there. And you also got someone, Keith Felice is going to be, obviously, returning for another season as well as the head coach. So she's going to have more experience and all that. So we'll see what happens next year as well. But until then, we got to acknowledge these ladies as well as getting work done in a classroom. Big congratulations to our four ladies for getting honored at least there as well. Oh, I can go on and on, but we're going to put the pin on that discussion for the time being. The Pro Project Podcast, all the KC Sports. Eddie's wild now. It's been that kind of evening. The Pro Project Podcast, all things KC Sports. You can get it where podcasts found free, available daily, or where it's just have Case the content, iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what it is. The Purple Project Podcast, all things Case Sports. And make sure you tell a fellow Case Stater about this podcast. Remember, we are a daily podcast. So, yes, we have been posting mostly every day. There's probably been a miss here or there as well. But, we'll get this out in a little while here on the feed. And, again, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, you might want to go ahead and do that while everything's kind of chill, because these days in the summer are clicking off one by one, and before we know it, we're going to be in the month of August getting ready talking football, obviously, and getting ready for Colin Klein's first season as head man of the K-State football team. Again, K-State Wildcats season opener, the Colin Klein era begins September 5th against Nichols. Alex A. out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all as usual, KC Nation. And thank you for the past year. It's been wild. It's been mostly, if I have to say anything, have a clearer picture, it mostly downs. But I feel like at least the tide is finally turning. But we got to take it one day at a time. I feel like the tide is turning. But we just don't know what's going to happen. But again, we got to celebrate these ladies. And hey, I thank you guys, gals, again, K-State Nation, for you guys supporting this podcast. It's another K-State podcast. But we're out here in Kansas City right now, and we're trying to take this thing one day at a time. And we're just a day much closer to the big football season out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Alex Hayden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in KC Mo. This has been another Women's Rolling Edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Once again, all things Kansas State Athletics. So, Cats,